B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Sukkah daf mem dalad. We're going to start 7 lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Oma le'abaye l'rova. Ma'ishno luluv da'avdinon le'yishivo zeicher le'migdosh, u'ma'ishno arova da'lo'yavdinon le'yishivo zeicher le'migdosh. In the Beis HaMikdosh, we know that there was a mitzvah min ha'Torah to take luluv 7 days. We know that in the Beis HaMikdosh, there was a mitzvah to take the arova 7 days. What do we do today? We shake lulav 7 days, every day of Sukkos. We're not now discussing about Shabbos, on Shabbos not, but other than that, for the entire duration of Sukkos, we shake the lulav. However, the arava we only take on Hoshana Rabbah, on the 7th day. Why would that be the case? Answers the Gemara, Rava answered Tabaya, Omalei, Hoyel v'odom yetzi dechivosei ba'arava shebelulav. It's very simple. You take a lulav every day, one of the species in the lulav is the arava. So you have an arava every day. So it's not necessary to take another arava every day. Omale, Abaye said to Rava, Hahu mishum lulav hu dekovid le. That arava we're not taking for the mitzvah of arava or for the zecher of arava. We're taking that because of the mitzvah of lulav. V'chi teimen, are you going to suggest dekom magbele v'hodor magbele, that you're going to lift up the lulav to be yotze the mitzvah of lulav and then lift it again for the sake and the intentions of the arova? But the ma'isa we know, practically speaking, nobody's doing this. People are not lifting up the lulav intentionally in order to be yotze the minig of arova every day. So we're clearly not taking any notice of the minig of arova on any day besides for Hoshana Rabbah. Why is that the case? Omer of Zvid mishmeid arova. So Zvid answered in the name of Rava that lulav do'iraisa of dinon shiva zeicha le'migdosh, that the mitzvah of lulav, which is a biblical mitzvah, for that we make a zeicher, we remember the mitzvah of the Beis HaMikdosh of lulav for all 7 days. Arava d'rabbonon, but the mitzvah of arava, which is only a rabbinical one, le'ov dinon le'shiva zeicha le'migdosh, so we do not take the arava 7 days to remember what they did in the Beis HaMikdosh. Asks the Gemara, you're telling me that Arava is the Rabbonon? Leman, who holds this way? Who holds that taking the Arava 7 days in the Beis HaMikdosh was only mid Rabbonon? We've seen two sources so far as to doing the Arava 7 days in the Beis HaMikdosh, and neither of them are the Rabbonon. Ilei mele Abba Shaul. According to Abba Shaul, we saw in Daf Lamed Daled Omed Aleph, Ha'omar, he learns that we learn out Arvei Nachal from the fact that the Pasuk that says, Olekachtem lachem bayim arishoin pri etzod av kapis tomorim v'anafetz ovis v'arvei Nachal, Arvei is in plural, which two Arovis are we taking? Arvei Nachal ksiv, shtayim, two, achas lelulav v'achas lemigdosh. One was for the mitzvah of lulav and the other one was the mitzvah of Arova of the Beis HaMikdosh, and that's biblical. It's a pasuk. Ila Rabbonon, according to the Chachomim who argued with Abba Shaul, and they learn out from Arvei Nachal that you take two Arovas for the Lulav, Hilchas Gemirilo. We already learned before. On Daf Lamed Daled, we've already mentioned that there's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, which is not a rabbinical status. It's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim that one takes the Arova in the Beis HaMikdosh. Domer Rabasi, Omer Rabbi Yechonon, Mishum Rabbi Nechunya, Ish Bikas Beis Choresen. It was said in the name of Rabbi Nechunya from the valley of Beis Chorason that three halachas were halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim. Eser Netiyos, one of them is a halacha regarding Shemitah. We mentioned this briefly on Daf Lamed Daled. We're not going to discuss it again about the 10 young trees in a field. The second halacha was Arova, that taking the Arova in the Beis HaMikdosh. And the third one was Nisuch HaMaim, pouring the water with the Korban Tomit Shel Shachar on every day of Sukkos, something which one didn't do the whole year. The whole year one only poured wine, and on Sukkos they also poured water. These three halachas are halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim. They're not rabbinical. So either way, it's not midrabbanon. Either way, they have the status of min ha'Torah. If so, the question comes back. Nowadays, why do we only take the arava on Hoshana Rabbah and not every day? Elo Omer Rabzvid gives another suggestion, Mishmei Derov in the name of Rava. Lulav de'isle ikur min ha'Torah b'gvulin. Of course Arava is min ha'Torah, like Lulav is min ha'Torah. But outside the Beis HaMikdosh, Lulav there was some remnant of lulav, there was some part of the mitzvah of lulav outside the Beis HaMikdash that is, was always Minat Torah. And that is on the first day. The first day, Lokachtem Lechem Bayom HaRishon, is Minat Torah, outside the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, Avdinon Leishiva Zeichel HaMikdash, because even outside the Beis HaMikdash, there was a mitzvah of lulav, at least on the first day, so we then do a Zeichel HaMikdash, to remember the 7 days Minat Torah. In the Beis HaMikdash, we take lulav every day. Arava de lesli ikra Minat Torah bigvulin, however, the mitzvah of Arava, that the whole mitzvah was only in the Beis HaMikdash. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, there was no mitzvah of Arava Minat Torah, and therefore, lo yavdin on shiva Zeichel HaMikdash, we take Arava one day on Hashanah Rabbah to remember, like we saw in Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, kedei lefarsim oshei Minat Torah, we want to publicize that there was such a mitzvah Minat Torah of Arava in the Beis HaMikdash, so one day we take the Arava on Hashanah Rabbah. But we don't take it every day, all 7 days. Continues the Gemara Omar Rish Lakish. Kohenim bali mumin nichnosin bein ha'ulam lamizbeach kedei lotzeis ba'arava. Rish Lakish made a statement, and he said that even though the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Kelim that a Kohen who has a blemish, who is a Baal Mum, is not allowed to go between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, which is the entranceway into the Heichal, however, since there's a mitzvah to take that Arava on Sukkos, the Kohenim Bali Mumin, they had a Chiyuv, in order to be Yotze, the mitzvah of Arava, the Chiyuv of Arava, then they could go between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Omele Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yochanan, Mi Omra? Who said that there's a chiyuv to take an arava in the Beis HaMikdash? You're saying that in order to fulfill your requirement of arava, then even the Baalim Mumin can go bein ulam lamizbeach. Who said there's such a chiyuv? Asks the Gemara, Mi Omra? You, Rabbi Yochanan, are asking, who said there's a chiyuv of arava? Ha'iu de Omar, it was you, Rabbi Yochanan, who said, it was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rab Nechunya, Ish Bikas Beis Churson, that as we saw before, there's three halachas that were halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, Eser Netiyos, Arova, V'Nisuch HaMayim, halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. So you, Rabbi Yochanan, yourself said that there was a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai that it requires to take an Arova in the Beis HaMikdash. So why are you asking against Rish Lakish? Says the Gemara, Elo mi omra benetila dilma bizkifa. What Rabbi Yochanan meant to ask was that you, Rish Lakish, who say that the Kohen who has a mum, a blemish, is allowed to go bin ulam lamizbeach, you obviously learn that there's a chiyuv on every Kohen to take the arava, which means that there's a chiyuv netila, that you have to take the arava, you have to wave the arava, you have to go around the mizbeach with the arava. That's all if you hold benetila, but maybe bizkifa. Maybe that the whole mitzvah of arava was just to position the aravas on the side of the mizbeach. In which case, it wasn't a chiyuv for every single kohen. Any one kohen could have just put the arava on the side of the mizbeach, and then there would be no reason to say that the baal mum is allowed to go bein ulam lamizbeach. And even if you're going to suggest, as we saw before in Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, that we have proof that the Arava was not Bizkifa, it was Benetila. Mi Omra Bebali Mumin, Dilma Bebtmimim. Tosfos explains, maybe the whole Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai was only a Kohen who has no blemish, has this mitzvah of taking the Arava. But who says that a Kohen who has a Mum is required to take the Arava? So what's the source? Where did Yurish Lakish say that the Baal Mum is allowed to go bin Ulam Lamizbeach? Continues the Gemara Itmar. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. There was a machlekes between them. Chad Omar, one of them held Arava, this mitzvah, this requirement to take the Arava, is Yesoid Nevi'im, is a type of enactment, an obligation, a foundation, something that was missed, that was established and enacted by the Nevi'im as a proper obligation. Chad Omar, the other opinion holds that Arava was just a minig Nevi'im. The Nevi'im said that one should have such a custom to take the Arava, but they didn't enact it as a requirement. Tistayim, the Gemara is now going to say that I'll bring you proof that the Rabbi Yochanan who da Omar Yesoid Nevi'im. It was Rabbi Yochanan who said that it was Yesoid Nevi'im, that the Nevi'im enacted it as an obligation. Da Omar Bavo Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Arava Yesoid Nevi'im hu. Tistayim. So that's proof that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds Yesoid Nevi'im, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi says minig nevi'im. What's the difference whether it's yesod nevi'im or minig nevi'im? Rashi says the difference will be whether you can make a bracha. If it's a yesod nevi'im, if the nevi'im said that it's a chiyuv, you can say v'tzivanu. We say the bracha, Baruch Atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Asher Kitchanu B'mitzvoisa V'tzivanu. You commanded us to do the mitzvahs. And even rabbinical mitzvahs, we are commanded by the Torah to listen to the Chachamim. So you can say v'tzivanu. But if it's just a minig nevi'im, you don't say v'tzivanu. And here's going to be the big question that we've just learned, that Arava is either learned from a pasuk in the Torah according to Abba Shaul, or Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. Where do the Nevi'im come into this? Omele Reb Zeiru L'Rebavo, Mi Omele Reb Yechlon, Hachi, could Reb Yechlon really have held that Arava is Yesod Nevi'im, it's an enactment made by the Nevi'im? V'Omele Reb Yechlon, Meshum Reb Nechunyu, Ish Bikas Be'is Churson, Esen Netiyos Arava, V'Nisu Chamayim, Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. We've just learned a couple of times that Reb Yechlon himself said that it's Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. So Ishtoimim Kashah Choda. Rabbi Avohu didn't answer for a few moments. V'omer, and then he said, Shachachum V'chozru V'yostum. You're right, it was Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. And at some point, it got forgotten. These halachas, this Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, when they went into the Golos of Bavel, and they forgot part of the Torah and the mitzvahs, and they forgot about this Yesod, about this enactment of the Arava, V'chozru V'yostum, and the Nevi'im re-established it. The later Nevi'im re-established it, according to Ruach HaKodesh, Al-Pi Adibur. They had this inspiration from Hashem to re-establish it, and that's what Rabbi Yechanan meant by Yesod Nevi'im. Asks the Gemara, Omiyom Rabbi Yechanan Hachi? Does Rabbi Yechanan really hold that because, and when they went into exile, into Golos and Bavel, they actually forgot some of the Torah? V'omer Rabbi Yechanan, did Rabbi Yechanan not say to the people, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, D'lechoin Omri, I thought that the Torah stayed with you in Eretz Yisrael and the people in Bavel had forgotten the Torah until I met Rav Kahana, who had gone to Golos into Bavel, and then he came to Eretz Yisrael, and when Rabbi Yechanan met him, he realized how sharp he was. He said, D'lechoin hi, that even the people in Bavel have still retained the Torah, they have not forgotten their Torah. So Rabbi Yechanan seems to say that they did not forget the Torah when they went to Bavel. So then that cannot be a good explanation to why Rabbi Yechanan said Yesod Nevi'im. Says the Gemara Lo Ikasha, Kan B'Migdosh, Kan B'Gvulim. Of course, the Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai was that in the Beis HaMikdosh, you take the, for 7 days, you take the Arava. Outside the Beis HaMikdosh, for there was no Minat Torah, there was no Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. But there was a Yesod Nevi'im. There the Nevi'im enacted that even outside the Beis HaMikdosh, that one should take an Arava on Sukkos. Continues the Gemara, Omer Reb Ami. Arava. The Arava that was used for the mitzvah of Arava, either in the Beis HaMikdosh as Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, or outside the Beis HaMikdosh, which was Yesod Nevi'im or Minig Nevi'im, Begvulim, we're not talking about the Arava that was used with the Lulav. The Arava that was used for the mitzvah of Arava, Tzricho Shiur, there's a certain measure for it. And Rashi explains later that we're not talking about the height of the Aravas. The height of the Aravas used in the Lulav is 3 Tfachim. The height of the Arava used for Mitzvah Arava has no minimum requirement whatsoever. Nonetheless, there's a concept of a measure, which soon see what this is referring to. Another halacha says of Ami, Ve'einu niteles elo bifnei atzmo. This Arava used when doing the mitzvah of Arava should be an Arava which is on its own. And a person does not fulfill his requirement of Arava with Arava, which is tied with the Lulav. So the Gemara is asking, this seems to be a repetition. Kiven do Omar Mar, Eino Niteles Elo Bifnei Atzmo, you already said that the Arava has taken on its own. Of course you cannot fulfill the requirement with Arava tied to the Lulav. Says the Gemara, no. Maudate I may have thought, Hani mili heichadule agbe. I may have thought that if you're just going to take the lulav as and only be mekayim the mitzvah of lulav with it, that does not serve to fulfill your requirement of arava. And that's what it means that einu niteles ela bifnei atzmo. You need to take a separate arava for the mitzvah of arava. Aval agbe v'hoda agbe. I may have thought that if you lift up the lulav once for the mitzvah of lulav, and you lift up the lulav again, having in mind that this time you're lifting up the arava of the lulav in order to do the mitzvah of waving or lifting the arava, I may have thought there's no restriction and you can fulfill your requirement of arava with it. Kumash Malonter of Amiel is trying to impress on us. No. Even if you lift it up specially, you cannot be yotze the mitzvah of arava with an arava that's attached to the lulav. Says the Gemara, Rav Chisda Omer of Yitzchak, Odom yotze yidei chivosei barava shebelulav. Rav Yitzchak argues and said that you can be mekayim the mitzvah of arava with an arava in the lulav. And in brackets it says, b'yom tov rishon shel chag, and here there's a big question that where does the first day of Yom Tov come into this? You know, if it's Shabbos, we don't take the arava. There is no mitzvah arava that's doicha Shabbos if it's not Hishana Rabba. And if it's not Shabbos, then it's not only the first day of Yom Tov, it's all the days of Yom Tov. So many Mefarshim, they leave out these four words, b'yom tov rishon shel chag. The Marasha has an explanation. Continues the Gemara, v'kamo shi'ura. Yurav Ami said that this arava used for the mitzvah arava has a measure. What's this measure? Omer of Nachman. It's going to be a machlekes. Of Nachman holds Gimel Bade Alin Lachim. That you need to take three stalks, and on each stalk you have to have some moist leaves of the aravas. Rav Sheshes Omer. Rav Sheshes argues and says, Afilu Ale Echod Ubad Echod. Even a single leaf and a single stalk is enough. Says the Gemara, Ale Echod. Ubad echot zol kadaitach? Can it really be that with either a single leaf or a single stem you can be the yotze, the mitzvah of arava? A single leaf is so small, it's not nicker. You can't see what he's doing. It's not discernible that he's doing anything. It's too small. And we already saw this concept earlier on in the Gemara, on the Flamatei Omud Aleph, that when you're taking something, it has to be something significant, a significant size. If it's too small and you can't see it's being taken, then it's not considered that you've taken anything. How can you entertain the idea that with a single arava leaf, you can do the mitzvah of arava? Elo'ema filu alo echod bebad echod. What Rav Sheshes actually meant was that even a single stalk that has a single leaf on that stalk, you can be yotze the mitzvah of arava. Continues the Gemara. Oma Aivu. Aivu was Rav's father, and Rav's father said as follows. Havu ka'imna kameid Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik. I was standing before Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik. Va'isahu gavra, and this individual came to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, and arava kamei, and he had with him an arava. Shokil chovit, he took the arava, chovit, and he wove the arava. Because that's what we know, Rashi learns, that's how I've been learning all the time. Chovit means to wave the arava around. V'loi borech, and he didn't make a bracha. Kosova he held. Minig neviim hu. As we said before, that if you say that when the neviim said outside the Beis HaMikdosh that you take the arava, it's just, the neviim just said you should have a custom, it's not actually a requirement, therefore when you do it, you don't make a bracha. And then Aivu, and this is the great-grandchild of the Aivu that we quoted before, Aivu v'chizkia bnei brate de Rav, that they were the grandchildren of Rav. We said before that Aivu before was the father of Rav. Here it's Aivu and Chizkia, the grandchildren of Rav. Ayesa arava lekamei de Rav. They brought an arava before Rav. Chovit v'loi borech. He waved around the arava and he didn't make a bracha. Kosova minig neviimhu, because Rav held minig neviimhu. We saw before it was Machlekas, Rabbi Eichanon and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi held it was Minig Nevi'im, and Rav ruled that way. Oma Aivu, another incident that Aivu narrated. Hava ko'imna kameja b'lozber b'tzadik. I was standing before a b'lozber b'tzadik, and also le kameya hu gavra. And this individual came to a b'lozber b'tzadik. Oma le, and this individual said to a b'lozber b'tzadik, Kiryosa isli, I have villages. Karme isli, I have vineyards. Zeise isli, and I have olive trees. V'osu bnei kriyosa, and the people, the villagers that living in my villages, they come umekashkeshin bekarme, they hoe the vineyards on Shemitah, and we'll soon see us talking about an activity that was permitted in Shemitah. V'oichlin b'zeise, And then the payment that they get for doing that work is that they eat from the olives of the Shemitah. We're talking about the Shemitah year here. And they would eat the olives as payment for doing the work. Orich oiloi orich. The individual asked Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, is it okay or not okay that the payment that they are getting for hoeing the vineyards is that they're eating the olives of the Shemitah trees? Omer le, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik said to this individual, loy orich, it's not okay. Have a koshovik leiv ozil. This individual was leaving Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik. Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik commented, kedu havesi daira ba'ara hado memshnin, that when I've been living in this land in Eretz Yisrael for 40 years, v'loy chamisi, and I didn't see bar inish, a person mahalach ba'orchon de takron, that was going on a straight and righteous path kedain, like this person. And the Mefarshim discussed what was he so impressed about. But he had this person who was so adamant to find out, is it okay what he's doing, and if not, to make immediate amends. Hodr v'osi, this person came back to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, v'omaleh, and he said to him, my me'evid, so what should I do? Omaleh, so Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik said to this person, afker zeisa l'chashoichi, the olive tree, make sure that that becomes hefka, abandon that, make it hefka for the poor people. And there's a big question here, where do the poor people come into this? Shemitah's got not very little to do with the poor people. There's some halachas that, according to some opinions, that are unique to poor people. Some opinions that after the Zman Bior, only poor people are allowed to eat it. But it's a discussion here in the Mefarshim why poor people are mentioned here. Shvius is hefka for rich people as much as it is for poor people. But either way, he said that the olives, they should be hefka. Don't use them for yourself. The 10 prite lekishkushe kramim, and take some coins, some prutos, or some coins from your own pocket, and pay those who are hoeing the vineyards. Asks the Gemara, that it seems here the whole discussion was, can I use the olives of Shemitah to pay for the hoeing? V'kishkushe mishori? Was it permitted to hoe during Shemitah? V'atani, did we not learn in a brisa? The pasuk says, v'ashvies tishmeteno, that one during by Shvius, one leaves the fields on a tashtod, one abandons them. V'ochlu evyoine amecha, and the poor of Klal Yisrael, they eat from the field. And this is another question here, which the Midrashim already asked, why did it say v'ochlu evyoine amecha? The poor people eat the Shemitah fruits from the Shemitah fields, because the Shemitah fields are hefka for the rich people as well. But v'yisrom toichal chayas asada keintas elecharmecha lezeisecha. So what do we learn from this pasuk of tishmeteno unatashta, that the fields during Shemitah are left and abandoned? Tishmeteno milikashkeish, you should leave them, don't hoe them. Unatashta, you should abandon them miliskoil, and not clear away the stones, and don't clear away the fields during Shemitah. So you see here that kishkush, which is hoeing, is also during Shemitah. So how could this individual, with Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik's permission, allow his workers to hoe the fields for him? Omer of Ukva bar Choma, three kishkush hava. There were actually two types of hoeing. Chad, one of them, stumei pili. There's one where the roots have become uncovered, and now because of the sun beating down on the roots, it's going to dry up the whole tree. And then, in order to save the tree, that the tree shouldn't die, one's allowed to cover up those holes. In order that the tree shouldn't die, he's not doing it in order to enhance the quality and the growth of the tree. That would be asa. Just to protect it from dying, that's allowed. V'chad avruy ilono, and the case when it's asa to hoe during Shemitah is talking about to make holes. The avruy is to pierce the earth above the roots in order that some the moist and the water can actually. In order for the earth to be soft, and if the earth is soft, the tree will be enhanced, it will grow better. That's osa. That's one explanation in Rashi. The word avruya ilna means to pierce the earth above the roots to make it soft. Another explanation in Rashi says, livruya means to heal, which means to strengthen and enhance the tree. That's osa. Avruya ilona osa, stume pila, but just to cover up the cracks on top of the roots in order to protect them, shori, that is permitted. Continues the Gemara. Another quote from Ayvu. Oma Ayvu Mishum Reb Lozber Tzadik Al Yehalich Odom Ba'ar V'Shabosus Yoyse Megimel Parasois. A person should not travel more than 3 parasa on Erev Shabbos, which means he'll have enough time to get home well in advance for Shabbos. What would be the virtue of coming home for Shabbos well in advance, not just in the last minute? So Omer Rav Kahana Lo Omron Elo Lebeisi. So Rav Kahana says that's talking about if you're going home, if you're going to your own home, and you're going to come home too late, and the time you get home you'll realize they've not prepared what you need for Shabbos, and you're going to get angry with them, and you have to avoid anything that could cause you to get angry. But if you're going to some host, to some lodgings, there it's okay even to travel more, even though you're going to arrive there closer to Shabbos, because Amay Denokit Samich, because he was relying on whatever food he's got in his bags, on what he's relying on, what he's carrying with him, and therefore he has no expectations, and therefore he's not going to get annoyed. Ve'ikad Amra, others say Amr of Kana. Rav Kana said, Lo nitzercho elo afilu lebeisei. Rav Kahana said, if you're going to other lodgings, of course you mustn't come so late, because there's going to be nothing there for you to eat. But even when you're coming home, that everything in the home is yours, nonetheless, it could be that your preparations won't have prepared for you, and you'll get annoyed, and therefore, even going home, you should not come home too close to Shabbos, and even more so, if you're not going home, you're going to other lodgings. Omer of Kahana, Rav Kahana said, Badidi Ava Uvda, there was an incident with me that Afilu Kasa de Harasana Lo Ishtakhi, that when I got to my lodgings and I realized that they didn't even have, you know, some small fried fish that are fried with flour, even that I couldn't find for my meals on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Mitzvahs Lulav Ketzat. This takes us back to the Mishnah that we learned on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. That how did they do the mitzvah of lulav when on the first day of Yom Tov that falls on Shabbos? And we said in the Mishnah that when the first day of Sukkot is Shabbos, then they would take the lulav in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Tani Kamedu of Nachman. Because it says in the Mishnah that they would all bring their lulavim before Shabbos. Where would they put the lulavim? So it says in the Mishnah, V'soydun oisi al gabi itztaba, they would put it onto the benches. Harabayis was surrounded with rows of benches. They would put it onto the benches. These benches had covers over them. They were roofed in. They were sheltered. And they would put it onto those benches until the next morning. Toni Tana Kamedu of Nachman, the person that was reading Brises to Rav Nachman, he would read Soidrin al Gako Itzdeba. They would put it on the roof on top of these benches. Omalei Rav Nachman asked him, Chili Yavshon Hu Tzorich, you want to dry out these lulavim? And we know that a dried lulav is possible. We learned about that in the third parak of Maseches Sukkah. Why would you put it on top of the roof, exposing it to the elements, to the sun? Elo Eima, what you have to read is like it says in our Mishnah, Al Gav Ho'itztaba, on the benches that were under these roofings, but on the benches that were around the Harabais. Omar Rachba, Omar Abiyuda, Harabayis sit of koful hoyo, that Harabayis, there were bent double rows of benches, sit of lifnim, sit of, there was one row inside another row of benches around the outside of the Harabayis, the outer edge of the Harabayis, and it's on these benches that they would put the lulavim when on Erev Shabbos, in order that the next day they could come to the Beis HaMikdash and their lulavim would be there for them to be the eight to the mitzvah of lulav in the Beis HaMikdash. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.